News from UNIFIL. Speaking about United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 and the obstacles the mission has faced in implementing it over the last 18 years, UNIFIL Deputy Spokesperson Candace Ardile stated that the mission was primarily tasked to support the two parties, Lebanon and Israel, in implementing their obligations under this resolution.
One thing that isn't always understood about Resolution 1701 is that its implementation is actually the responsibility of the parties, that is, of Lebanon and Israel. UNIFIL supports the parties in their implementation of the resolution, and we do this by acting as a liaison between them to ensure there are no misunderstandings and to try to deconflict and de-escalate. And we also monitor and report on violations of the resolution to ensure the Security Council is informed of what's happening on the ground. Peacekeepers are not enforcers, though, and the Security Council has never asked us to enforce the resolution. Again, the responsibility rests with the parties. It is up to them to implement the resolution in their respective territories, and we just support them in doing so. If there isn't any compliance or willingness from the parties, from Lebanon and Israel, to implement Resolution 1701, unfortunately, it just won't be implemented. A fundamental problem we faced over the past 18 years is the lack of trust between the parties, who want the other side to implement their commitments but don't make the efforts necessary to implement their own.
Ardile added,
despite the challenges, peacekeepers continue our essential work to monitor and report what is happening on the ground in South Lebanon. Peacekeepers have had to withdraw or move out of the way of the line of fire, but we have not withdrawn from any positions. We remain in all positions along the blue line and throughout the area of operations, every single one.
UNIFIL published a video interview with the two Indonesian peacekeepers, Private Egy Arifianto and Corporal Private Nofrian Siaputra, who were injured on October 10 after two explosions impacted their observation post at UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura. The incident occurred when their tower was hit by a projectile fired from an IDF Merkava tank amid intensifying hostilities in the area. Both peacekeepers were treated at UNIFIL Hospital in Nakura. Now fully recovered, both peacekeepers have returned to duty, reaffirming their commitment to UNIFIL's mission and the upholding of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Upon the request of the mayor of Al-Kawzah village, located just 3 kilometers away from the Blue Line, UNIFIL peacekeepers successfully carried out the evacuation of two elderly residents. Nazha Najem and her sister Therese had resisted leaving their home since the exchanges of fire began, despite the dangers. Responding to the mayor's plea, UNIFIL's Ghanaian contingent safely transported the two sisters to the Sisters Monastery in Irmesh. For more than a year, these peacekeepers, whose base is located in Al-Kawzah village, regularly visited the women, ensuring their well-being and assessing their needs amidst the ongoing conflict. Recently, UNIFIL peacekeepers delivered water to Tibnin Governmental Hospital and the Lebanese Red Cross Medivac Center, both facing severe shortages since last September. With humanitarian partners being unable to safely access the area, the mission gave urgent support, as it has always done in the past. UNIFIL peacekeepers in Meis Jabal ran out of water after weeks without resupply. Due to the intensified fighting in South Lebanon, access to positions near the Blue Line has been tough. While most of the UN positions have enough food and water for over 10 days, this one hadn't received supplies since September 29th due to blocked roads. After delays from clearing the roads due to active fighting and warnings from the IDF of military activities, the position was finally resupplied with food, water, and essentials, allowing UNIFIL peacekeepers to continue their work.